Come on, he's Peter Petrelli. He was Rocky's kid. He was on Gilmore Girls, for Christ's sakes.
He was Rocky's kid?
Yeah, in Rocky Balboa. He was Rocky's kid.
Oh, was he really? I never saw that one.
It was a decent movie.
Yeah, that's kind of what I heard. Not as horrifying as Five, but not as good as the other ones.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it was good to see, you know, after all these years. But God forbid they ever make another one. So, I heard the preview for the new Rambo movie looks pretty sweet, though.
You heard the preview look sweet? Yeah, that's good news.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen the preview yet. I keep forgetting to look it up, but I hear at one point, old John Rambo hops on the back of a truck with, like, a 50 cal machine gun on it.
Yeah.
And he just points at the driver and, like, starts unloading on the driver.
Nice.
So I was like, all right, this movie could be interesting.
What's the storyline on this, that, like, his kid gets kidnapped from, like, by, like, Afghanis or something like that, or?
I don't even know. I think it has something to do with New Zealand trying to take over Australia or something. And the U.S. gets, I don't know.
And then Peter Jackson comes in and starts filming another Lord of the Rings movie, and...
Yeah, yeah, he starts filming The Hobbit and the Halo movie at the same time. Hey, have you heard about Heroes Origins yet?
Yeah, well, they're basically going to run Heroes straight through, right? And then they're going to put Origins on after it?
Well, no, you know how they break Heroes up into volumes, like season one was volume one?
Right.
I don't know if you pay attention to that.
I didn't know that they called it a volume or not. I remember they cut it up into like four different segments.
Yeah, well, I mean, like the entire first season was just one big volume. Well, they're breaking the second season up into at least two, but possibly three volumes. And the first volume is going to be Generations, which starts tonight, and it's going to run for 11 weeks. It'll pretty much, you know, show you where the characters are now. It'll also give you more of the backstories on, you know, the characters' parents, like, you know, Petrelli's mom.
Right, yeah, the
Hero's father.
Ones. Yeah.
But after that 11th week, they're doing that little 6-week miniseries where, like, every week they display a new hero and, you know, give their backstory. And then, allegedly, at the end of the 6 weeks, the fans get to vote on who actually moves to the show. But the cool thing about it is the first episode, like, they've got different people writing and directing the episodes. The first one, Kevin Smith's doing. He's writing it and directing it. Mm-hmm. But there were some other pretty cool people. Oh, the guy who did Superman Returns, like the writer for that.
Yeah.
And he also wrote the first two X-Men movies. He's doing one of the Origins episodes. And then the guy, Eli Roth, the dude who did Hostel, he's mm-hmm. doing one.
Jeez.
So, I mean, there's going to be a nice mix of people doing those six episodes. So I'm looking forward to that.
Have you been watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No, I have not, because I've been working, but I've been trying to catch up with it online or, you know, any way I can.
Yeah, someone random Fred Savage directed an episode.
Really?
Yeah, that's why you made me think of that when you brought that up.
Yeah. I know he has that little cameo in DeVito's trailer on that little preseason clip they had where one of the actors had to give DeVito a BJ because it was the start of the third season.
I missed it.
It's up on Funny or Die. It was a Funny or Die exclusive.
Oh.
But. So what's up with your boy Chris Crocker? I know you guys are good friends.
I know.
Yeah, so are you jealous that he's got a production deal now because he was crying about Britney Spears online?
I thought that was a woman.
No, it's a dude.
That's really a dude?
Yeah, it's really. You could check out his MySpace page. It is fabulous, and I mean that in the most non-homophobic way I can say that.
So
it's pretty funny though. Cause
is he being legit or not? Was he being legit or is he joking?
No, he's really a gay guy, and he says that he was really that upset about Britney Spears.
I really thought that was just a butch woman. I can't believe how off I was. All right.
Yeah, you were pretty off.
Yeah.
Are you pumped about ABC's Caveman show?
No, I think it's going to be terrible.
Isn't that like the biggest crock of, you know, crap.
You're not excited about it? For a second, I thought maybe you were excited about it.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty much guaranteed to be awful.
The commercials aren't even funny anymore.
Why
didn't they give the Lizard a show, or the Taco Bell a dog a show, or Ronald McDonald, for Christ's sake?
Or Ronald McDonald's show, that'd be pretty good. I'd watch that.
I'd watch that, too, especially, like, when they do the very special episodes. You know, Grimace is addicted to crack cocaine and is thinking about committing suicide.
Right, and some homeless person doesn't have ice skates, so Ronald goes and makes some magic happen and gets him some.
Exactly, I think that'd be a good show, but the cavemen, come on.
Yeah, that's going to be a disaster. That's going to be a shame.